All right, so week 14 in the NFL, and we are diving deep into these power rankings, see who's on top, who's still in the hunt for a playoff spot. We've got three different sources we're looking at today: official NFL rankings, some playoff probability numbers from PFF, and then a little bit of expert picks from CBS Sports. It's getting really interesting now. We've got some really tight races, some upsets nobody saw coming, and enough injuries to make a fantasy football player weep.
Yeah, it really is interesting how these sources kind of paint a different picture of the landscape.
Yeah.
You know, you get the NFL rankings, they really capture, you know, the heat of the moment, who's hot, who's not. You got PFF, they're crunching the numbers, spitting out playoff probabilities like a robot fortune teller.
Yeah.
And then CBS Sports, well, that's where you get those spicy expert opinions.
Yeah.
The human element in all this data.
Yeah. So let's start at the top. The Lions. All three sources agree. They're the team to beat right now, sitting pretty at 11-1. But the NFL rankings, they throw in a little dose of reality, injuries. And we're not just talking about, you know, a few bumps and bruises. We're talking potentially season-altering stuff.
Yeah, the Lions defense is hurting, especially at linebacker. They've got four guys on injured reserve, which is about as bad as it gets. I mean, think about it. That's almost half your starting linebacker core gone. They just signed Kaquan Alexander. They even brought Jamal Adams onto the practice squad. For those who aren't, you know, deeply ingrained in NFL lingo, that basically means they're keeping him on speed dial, hoping that he can get healthy enough to contribute. These are desperate moves, even for a team with a sparkling record.
It makes you wonder, how long can they keep this up? Can their offense carry them through the rest of the season? They've been putting up video game numbers. But they got a tough schedule ahead. Packers, Bills, looming on the horizon.
That's where those PFF probabilities kind of come in handy. They're still predicting that Detroit has a strong chance to hold onto that top seed in the NFC, despite the injuries. But that margin for error is definitely shrinking. Every game is a must-win now. And speaking of contenders, let's not forget about the Eagles. They just dismantled the Ravens, and they're quietly sitting at 10-2.
The Eagles. They seem to be peaking at the right time. Their defense is suddenly looking like a steel curtain. Their offense, while not flashy, is efficient, finding ways to win. Plus, they got a much easier schedule compared to the Lions.
Their defense is a great example of how, you know, one single change can really shift a team's entire trajectory. New defensive coordinator Vic Fangio comes in, boom. They're shutting down offenses left and right. Add in some key acquisitions like Zach Bound and Jalen Carter. You got a recipe for a serious playoff run.
Okay. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. A Lions versus Eagles NFC Championship game. That would be epic. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the other powerhouse in the NFC, the Vikings. They're 10-2, flying under the radar, and they're boasting the number one defense according to PFF. How are they doing it?
Their defense is for real. They're just not getting as much buzz because their offense has been a little inconsistent, but they have a knack for winning those close games. And they're going to be a tough out for anyone. Don't forget about that Week 18 matchup against the Lions. That game could decide the entire NFC North.
Oh, yeah. Circle that one on your calendar, folks. It's going to be a barn burner.
Now shifting gears over to the AFC, where the Bills are looking like the team to beat after absolutely demolishing the 49ers. They're sitting at 10-2. They've already clinched the AFC East. And frankly, they look terrifying. What's scary about the Bills is that they're not just winning, they're dominating. They scored 30-plus points in six straight games. Josh Allen's playing like an MVP candidate, and their defense is shutting down opponents, especially now that they've got linebacker Matt Milano back.
They are clicking on all cylinders, and let's not forget they have a pretty favorable remaining schedule, so they could very well be on their way to securing the AFC's top seed. But of course, there's another team in the AFC with their eyes on that prize. The Chiefs. They're 11-1, but something feels a little off.
The Chiefs. Yeah, the NFL rankings kind of highlight a concern that's been bubbling under the surface. Their left tackle situation, it's been a revolving door of players all season, and it's really impacting their ability to protect Patrick Mahomes. It's like having a Ferrari with a flat tire. You can still drive it, but it's not going to reach its full potential.
It's a reminder that even at 11-1, every team has weaknesses, and in the playoffs, those weaknesses get magnified. We've seen it time and time again. A seemingly unstoppable team gets derailed by one single vulnerability. The Chiefs need to find a solution, and fast, if they want to avoid becoming another cautionary tale.
The good news is they have options. Wanya Morris, Kingsley Suantiaria, have been the starters, but they haven't been consistent. They could turn to veteran DJ Humphreys. He has the experience, but he's coming off an injury. It's kind of a gamble either way.
Okay, so we've got the Lions battling injuries, the Eagles soaring, the Vikings quietly lurking, the Bills looking unstoppable, and the Chiefs trying to patch up a potential Achilles heel.
And we haven't even talked about the Steelers yet. They're back in control of the AFC North at 9-3. Or the Ravens. They're struggling despite Lamar Jackson playing like an MVP.
Oh, man. There's so much to unpack here. So much intrigue. So many questions. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. Buckle up, folks, because this NFL season is about to get wild.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly things can change in the NFL. You know, a few weeks ago, the Ravens were looking like a Super Bowl contender. Now they're fighting just to stay in the playoff picture.
Right. And it's not like Lamar Jackson suddenly forgot how to play football. He's still the same electrifying quarterback. In fact, he's actually leading the league in PFF's QB grading. But even the best quarterbacks can't overcome a team-wide Achilles heel. And for the Ravens, that weakness is glaringly obvious. They're special teams.
It's almost poetic in a cruel twist of fate kind of way. Justin Tucker, arguably the greatest kicker of all time, is having a season he'd probably rather forget. Missed field goals, missed extra points. It's been uncharacteristically shaky. And in a league where games are often decided by a single score, those missed points add up.
Case in point, their recent loss to the Eagles, they lost by 5 points, and Tucker left 7 potential points on the field. Oof, that's a tough pill to swallow. Especially when you consider how well the rest of the team is performing.
It really underscores a crucial point. Football is a team sport. You can have superstars at every position, but if one unit is faltering, it can derail the entire operation. Look at the Chargers, for example. Their offensive line, which was supposed to be a strength, has been surprisingly inconsistent.
Yeah.
5 sacks against the Falcons, that's not the kind of performance you expect from a team with playoff aspirations.
Exactly. And remember, the Falcons weren't exactly known for their ferocious pass rush before that game. It makes you wonder, can the Chargers really protect Justin Herbert against the truly elite defenses in the league, the kind you face in the playoffs?
Mm. And while we're on the topic of playoff hopefuls who are suddenly looking a little shaky, let's talk about the Falcons themselves. Remember when they were a lock for the playoffs? Peppered Farm remembers.
Yes. The Falcons. Their fall from grace has been swift and painful, and it all boils down to one thing. Kirk Cousins' interceptions. 6 picks, 0 touchdowns over their last 3 games. Those aren't just bad stats. Those are career-threatening stats.
It's a stark reminder that in the NFL, momentum can shift in the blink of an eye. 1 minute, you're on top of the world. The next, you're scrambling just to stay afloat. Speaking of teams whose seasons are spiraling downwards, let's check in on the 49ers.
The 49ers are a case study in Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Their loss to the Bills was bad enough. But then Christian McCaffrey goes down with a PCL injury. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Their offense was already struggling to find consistency, and now they've lost their most dynamic playmaker. It's hard to imagine them making a playoff push at this point.
Yeah, the PFF playoff probabilities are pretty grim. They're giving them less than a 10% chance of making the postseason. It's a shame because they have a talented roster. Mm-hmm. But sometimes luck just isn't on your side.
And then there are Jaguars.
It's your,
well,
those. Yeah.
The Jaguars, they're at the bottom of the power rankings. Trevor Lawrence is out with a concussion. And there's already talk of shutting him down for the season to protect their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, it seems like their focus has shifted to the 2025 draft at this point. It's a tough situation for the players and the fans. But sometimes you got to take a step back to move forward.
It's all about the long game, right? But hey, let's not dwell on the teams whose seasons are effectively over. Let's talk about some teams that are exceeding expectations. The Steelers, for example, they're quietly back in control of the AFC North at 9-3.
The Steelers are a fascinating case study in resilience. They lost their star quarterback in the preseason. Their defense was riddled with injuries early on. And yet here they are, sitting atop their division.
Their win against the Bengals, that was a statement game. Their offense, led by Russell Wilson, was clicking on all cylinders. And their defense completely shut down Joe Burrow and company.
Yeah, their offensive game plan was their best of the season. They were creative, they were aggressive, and they didn't let up for a single moment. It was a joy to watch, even for someone who's not a Steelers fan.
Okay, but I gotta ask, is this sustainable? Can they keep up this level of play against the tougher opponents they'll face down the stretch?
That's the million-dollar question. They have a tough remaining schedule, but they've already proven that they can beat good teams. And with their defense getting healthier, they're a team no one wants to face in the playoffs.
All right. I'm officially putting the Steelers on my watch list. They're sneaky good, and they could be a real dark horse contender in the AFC. Now let's talk about another team that's been flying under the radar, the Commanders. They've had some ups and downs, but their offense is explosive with Jaden Daniels at quarterback.
The Commanders are kind of an enigma. They have all the pieces to be a great team, but they haven't quite put it all together yet. Their defense is capable of making big plays, but they've also been prone to giving up big plays.
It's a classic case of inconsistency. They can beat anyone on any given day, but they can also lose to anyone. They need to find a way to string together consistent performances if they want to make a serious playoff push.
Yeah, their Week 17 matchup against the Cowboys could be a turning point for their season. If they can win that game, it could give them the momentum they need to secure a wild card spot.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about a couple of teams that are undergoing some major transformations. The Bears and the Saints. The Bears, of course, made headlines when they fired Matt Eberflus on Thanksgiving.
That was a bold move. Especially considering they were 5-6 at the time. And still in the playoff hunt. It seems like the ownership wasn't satisfied with the direction of the team and decided to make a change.
So now interim coach Thomas Brown has a chance to prove himself. It'll be interesting to see if he can spark a turnaround and lead them to a few more wins in these last few weeks of the season.
He's definitely got his work cut out for him. He'll need to quickly establish his own identity and get the players to buy into his vision. It's a tall order, but it's not impossible.
And then there are the Saints, who are now being led by interim coach Darren Rizzi after Dennis Allen stepped down.
Another surprise move, though maybe not as shocking as the Eberflus firing. The Saints have been a disappointment this season, and it seems like ownership decided a change was needed.
Yeah, Rizzi has a chance to make his case for the permanent job. It'll be interesting to see what kind of impact he can have on the team and if he can guide them to a few more wins in these last few weeks.
It'll be a tough task, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. The Saints still have some talent on their roster, and a new coach can sometimes provide the spark a team needs to turn things around.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've seen teams exceeding expectations, teams falling apart, teams struggling with injuries, and teams undergoing coaching changes.
It's been a roller coaster of a season, and it's only going to get wilder from here on out.
Exactly. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I wanted to get your thoughts on something I've been pondering. We've talked about, you know, the usual suspects, the teams that are expected to contend for the Super Bowl. But what about the dark horses? Are there any under-the-radar teams that you think have the potential to make a surprise playoff run?
Ooh, that's a great question. It's always fun to speculate about which teams could come out of nowhere and shake things up. You know, I'm keeping my eye on the Browns.
The Browns? Really? They've been so inconsistent this season.
I know. But they have potential. They're not in the playoff picture right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, their recent performances, while inconsistent, have shown flashes of excitement with Jameis Winston at quarterback.
Yeah. Winston's been a bit of a journeyman throughout his career, but he still has the arm talent to make big plays.
Exactly. And their defense has been surprisingly solid. If they can find a way to put it all together, they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
All right. I'm intrigued. The Browns are officially on my radar now. We'll see if they can make a late season push and sneak into the playoffs. Okay, we're back for the final stretch of our deep dive into the Week 14 NFL Power Rankings. We've explored the contenders, dissected the pretenders, and analyzed the teams caught somewhere in between. It's been a wild ride. And the best part, it's only going to get crazier as we head towards the postseason.
Yeah, and the playoff picture is far from settled. We've got multiple teams vying for those coveted playoff spots. And the next few weeks are going to be absolutely crucial in separating the contenders from the pretenders. Every game, every snap, carries immense weight.
Yeah, it's like watching a high-stakes poker game unfold, with each team holding their cards close to the vest, trying to outmaneuver and outplay their opponents, and just when you think you've got a read on the situation, boom, a surprise twist emerges, throwing everything into disarray.
That's the beauty of the NFL. It's unpredictability. We've already seen upsets no one saw coming, injuries that have reshaped the landscape, teams rising from the ashes to defy expectations, and we're not even done with the regular season yet.
Let's start with the NFC, where the Lions, despite their injury woes, are still in the driver's seat. They have the talent, the experience, and the motivation to secure that top seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs, but it's not going to be easy.
No, the Eagles are nipping at their heels, and their defense is playing with a level of swagger and confidence. That's contagious. Plus, their remaining schedule is relatively favorable, so they could very well be in a position to steal the NFC crown if the Lions falter.
And let's not forget about the Vikings. They've quietly put together a 10-2 record, And they boast the top-ranked defense in the league, according to PFF. They might not have the same star power as the Lions or the Eagles, but they're a tough, gritty team that knows how to win close games. They could be a real sleeper pick to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that Week 18 showdown against the Lions, that's going to be an absolute must-watch. The NFC North title, and potentially even the top seed in the conference, could very well be on the line in that game. Mark your calendars, folks, because that's going to be a battle for the ages.
Now, shifting gears over to the AFC, where the Bills are looking like the team to beat. They're firing on all cylinders. Their quarterback's playing at an MVP level, and their defense is stifling opponents. They're the favorites to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and rightfully so.
But don't crown them just yet. The Chiefs, despite their struggles on the offensive line, are still a formidable opponent. Patrick Mahomes is a magician, capable of making something out of nothing, and their defense has shown flashes of brilliance. They might not be as dominant as they have been in past seasons, but they're still a team no one wants to face in the playoffs.
And let's not sleep on the Steelers, who have quietly climbed to the top of the AFC North. They've overcome injuries, adversity, and doubters to put themselves in a position to make a deep playoff run. Their defense is playing lights out, and their offense is finding its rhythm with Russell Wilson at the helm.
Yeah, their win against the Bengals was a statement game, showing the rest of the league that they're not just a fluke. They're a legitimate contender, and they're hungry to prove it.
Right, so we've got the Lions, the Eagles, and the Vikings battling it out in the NFC. We've got the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Steelers vying for supremacy in the AFC. It's a clash of titans, and the stakes couldn't be higher.
But as we've seen time and time again, the NFL is a league of surprises. The teams we expect to dominate don't always live up to the hype, and the underdogs often find a way to shock the world.
Which brings us to the final thought I want to leave our listeners with. Who's the dark horse? The team no one's talking about that could make a surprise playoff run. We mentioned the Browns earlier, but are there any other teams lurking in the shadows, ready to pounce when the opportunity arises?
That's a tough question. But I'm going to go with the Commanders. They have the talent, they have the potential, and they have a quarterback in Jaden Daniels who can make plays. They've been inconsistent this season. But if they can find a way to put it all together down the stretch, they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
I love it. A dark horse pick for sure. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, analyzed the latest power rankings, and explored the most intriguing storylines heading into the final stretch of the NFL season.
It's been a pleasure, as always. And to our listeners, keep your eyes peeled for those surprise upsets, those breakout performances, and those unexpected twists and turns that make the NFL the most thrilling sport in the world.
The race for the Super Bowl is heating up,
Yeah.
and it's anyone's game at this point. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the world of NFL power rankings, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the latest sports news and analysis of